Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. We have a lot to tell you about today. The growing use of police surveillance cameras, a decrease in youth homelessness, some storm relief coming from the feds, and an invitation for you to join us in person tomorrow. But we are starting in Antrim County. A petition to recall Victoria Bishop from her role as Antrim County Clerk has been submitted to the State Board of Canvassers. Antrim County resident Ashley Arita is the sole named party on the petition. She says she is working on the recall effort with a committee of concerned residents and local officials.
We're launching this recall because the people of Antrim County deserve better than the current confusion and division and distrust that we're seeing out of the county clerk's office. And Clerk Bishop ran on a promise to restore election integrity, but instead she has created massive chaos.
The petition will now begin the approval process with the State Board of Canvassers. If approved, Ashley Arita and the coalition will have 60 days to collect 4,000 signatures. The State Bureau of Elections revoked Bishop's access to the qualified voter file last month. That's the big state database full of who's registered to vote. They cited improper changes made by Bishop, among other issues. Victoria Bishop refused to comment on the petition. Youth homelessness in northwest Lower Michigan has dropped by almost 50% from last year, even while rates among adults remained steady. That is according to data from a regional nonprofit working to end homelessness. Reporter Maxwell Howard tells us more.
Local leaders say the decline started back in 2017, when Northwest Michigan was just one of 10 communities to participate in a federal youth homelessness demonstration program. The program created an advisory board along with a street outreach team, both just for youth.
Every year since, we've seen, dramatic decreases in the number of youth experiencing homelessness.
That's Ashley Halliday-Schmant, director of the Northwest Coalition to End Homelessness. She says the strength of the federal program is that the funding they receive could only be spent on youth.
So what we've seen is when the federal government funds programs to the rate that they need to be funded at, we can actually do this. We can actually end homelessness for these populations.
While noting the success, Halliday-Schmant says root causes, like a lack of affordable housing, will still drive many more people to become homeless if not addressed. For IPR News, I'm Maxwell Howard.
License plate readers, LPRs for short, are little cameras that take a picture of the back of your vehicle while you're driving, and they are popping up around northern Michigan. You might have heard people refer to them as flock cameras. They are installed on the roadside and monitored by the police. Antrim County currently has 8 flock cameras deployed, with 3 more planned for installation. Grand Traverse County has 28. There are currently no flock cameras in Leelanau, Benzie, or Kalkaska counties. Well, tonight, Forest Home Township in Antrim County will be deciding if it wants to allow the Sheriff's Department to install flock cameras on its roadways. Here's IPR's Austin Rollator.
Antrim County Sheriff Kevin Hoke has been touting the benefits of flock cameras at local township and village meetings, saying they've been helpful in catching criminals. Just recently, a man from Muskegon misrepresented himself online, met the victim here in Antrim County, drove her to a remote location, and assaulted her. Sheriff Hoke says,
she gave us a partial last name that he gave her and gave us a description of the vehicle. We went in the flock. We put that in there. We got a hit. We didn't have much to go on.
He said without flock, the perpetrator would likely still be on the loose. The cameras photograph the back of your car as you drive by. That photograph gets processed for metadata, and not just your license plate number. Bumper stickers, dents, busted out taillights all get entered into the system, as well as the time and date you went by. That information is stored in a database for 30 days, and only police can access it. Residents have mixed feelings about the cameras. Jack Rankin works at a cafe in Eastport where one of the flock cameras was installed in the parking lot.
Personally, I don't think it's out there to harm anyone with the camera, but surveillance-wise, it is a little invasion of privacy. But again, if you're on the road driving, you kind of give up those rights of your privacy, so I don't see anything wrong with the camera.
Other residents were more skeptical. 18-year-old Edison Pike from Elk Rapids likes the increased safety they provide.
But I don't like the network of the fact that everything's kind of being monitored. Almost kind of in a big brother kind of way, like a 1984.
Local townships and villages hold the final say on whether the cameras can be installed in their jurisdictions. But any resident driving on major roads in Grand Traverse and Antrim counties could have the back of their vehicle photographed. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Austin Rolater.
And the Forest Home Township Board meeting where they will discuss flock cameras is at 7 tonight. In the Forest Home Township Hall, the public will be invited to comment. Well, if you didn't get a lot of sleep last night, you are not alone. It was a noisy night in northern Michigan, thunderstorms moving through the area, nearly 30,000 electric customers in the dark on this Thursday morning. The National Weather Service says the storm produced winds between 35 and 45 miles per hour, higher gusts, downed trees, downed power lines, lots of outages, as we said. Traffic signals also struggling in some parts of the region. Last night's storms follow heavier rains earlier this week that washed out the roads in Antrim and Emmett counties. Repair work continues there. The storms that came through last night were preceded by what you might call a surprise storm on Wednesday. This thunderstorm just sort of popped up around midday yesterday. A sailboat in East Bay, just off the old Mission Peninsula, overturned in it. Emergency crews were able to tow the boat back to shore. The man aboard was not hurt, but responders said he was at high risk of hypothermia and drowning. President Trump, meanwhile, has announced that Michigan will receive $32 million in federal relief following severe flooding and storms. This past spring, there was severe damage left behind by deadly tornadoes in the western part of the state, central and our part of the state, northern Michigan, facing millions of dollars in flood damages. Tim Pritchard is the emergency manager in Presque Isle County in the northern Lower Peninsula. He says some residents are still displaced from their homes.
They're in rough shape. They're calling me weekly, finding out, you know, asking if FEMA is going to be helping in Presque Isle County.
In a statement on Facebook, Congressman Jack Bergman thanked President Trump for the funding that will help residents recover in his district, which makes up most of northern Michigan. It is unclear if the funding will cover all counties hit by the storm this spring. Before we go, an invitation. We hope you'll join us in person tomorrow for a special live broadcast and recording of the Up North Lowdown. We make this podcast live. What you hear on the podcast feed is what we do live on the air every morning. And tomorrow we'll be live from the edge of the 100th National Cherry Festival with some special guests, including U.S. Senator Gary Peters and the president of the Cherry Festival Board. Join us at 8:30 tomorrow morning at the Traverse City Visitor Center at the corner of Union Street and Grandview Parkway. Come grab a cup of joe. Watch us make some radio and a podcast, learn more about the Milestone Cherry Festival about to get underway, and hear from our special guests. We'd love to meet you. That's tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. at the Traverse City Visitor Center at Union and Grandview in TC. And that is the Up North Lowdown for today, Thursday, July 2nd.